We really haven't done a lot of get to know you.
It's recording now.
Some of our staff committees, we make people do a presentation on themselves. It's actually been really great because we get to know your coworkers.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't make them say anything they don't want to say.
Yeah, make it fun. Yeah,
you know, we make it fun. So, but you learn where people go on vacation and what their kids look like,
what their hobbies are,
and stuff.
That's great.
Yeah,
it says a lot about you when you.
It's good to take a minute.
Yeah, it is.
Well, what's your favorite movie, Sherry?
Oh, what's my favorite movie? Uh-huh. Why did I say that?
You can just say Toy Story or something like that.
No, I think, oh gosh. Well, I used to really like P.S. I Love You. I watched that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Oh, who's in that?
Gerard Butler.
Oh, I'll have to watch that one. I haven't seen it.
It makes me really, really want to go to Scotland.
Oh,
did you see One Life that just came out about 2 weeks ago? It's with Anthony Hopkins. You cry through it.
Really? One Life?
It's called One Life.
What's it on?
It was at the theater.
The theaters? Okay.
Yeah.
Who goes to the theater anymore?
it had very limited.
Is that the story when he was young during the war and he saved Jews from the Nazis? I've seen a commercial for it.
Yeah.
Mine was just a rom-com, you know, a good feel-good, good cry movie.
Well, I served a mission in Austria, and so, you know, Hitler was Jewish, or was Austrian rather.
Yeah.
Hitler was Jewish.
No, actually, he did have some Jewish ancestry, but yeah, he did admit it. Yeah, he was, but he was Austrian, and so, yeah, so World War II is kind of an interest of mine. So. Okay, well, we will start our meeting. We don't have any citizens here to comment, so we'll bypass that. Has everybody had a chance to read the minutes?
I couldn't open them. I tried to open them today and I couldn't open them. So,
okay. There's a copy of them if you want to.
Yeah, thanks. Because are you going to need two of us to approve?
Yeah, but I can second.
You can vote.
Do you want a motion to
make a motion to approve the minutes?
Yeah, so Mason is making a motion. I'll second that. And if you notice anything that needs to be, that you feel needs to be corrected, just speak up. Okay, let's discuss the Trails Series events calendar for 2014. Mason, did you have?
Yeah, so we decided to just keep it in the summer months. I'm really bad at names.
Yeah, no, that's good.
And Linda made a good point about, you know, summer months and people actually be out and about, and so we're going to do May, June, and July. Starting, and each one of those will start in the first day will be the first Saturday of that month. I got to go talk to the parks people about a little bit more and some ideas they had, but we'll probably just have, I thought, Wild Rose the first month, unless anybody can think of any reason why we should do a different one. And we'll have a table out, and Lisa said to get a banner flag and some.
So that's going to be May 4th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, you can't do May 4th.
That's Star Wars Day.
It's also the Kite Festival and a big Cinco de Mayo thing about it.
All right.
Yeah.
We're not doing May then. We're doing June, July, and August.
Yeah, unless you want to do this.
What
this
about?
We could do another Saturday.
The 19th or something.
The next Saturday would be Mother's Day weekend.
Oh, that's my birthday.
Have a birthday party.
We could do June, July, August. So, not July.
Yeah,
I mean, you can do it on the day of the Kite Festival. It'll be different people.
And it'd be in the afternoon. Wow, what time is the Kite Festival? I don't
10,
know.
10 to 12.
So what time are you thinking of doing the
Kite? I was thinking maybe earlier morning when people are kind of going to the park, we could do it in the afternoon.
Well, at least for May, because it's
still going to be cool.
It's going to be cool, yeah. I'd stick with morning. I don't think you'll get as much of a turnout in the afternoon.
Yeah, most people are going there in the morning.
You could do 8 o'clock in the morning, just since the Kite Festival's at 10.
Okay.
I mean, instead of canceling, you know.
Yeah, we'll do that. That's fine with me.
Day.
We're just gonna be, I mean, because the thing's gonna go a month, that's just kind of a being there and handing out granola bars and telling people about it.
So May 4th?
Yeah.
At 8 a.m. That's a good time.
Get the hardcore bikers, we gotta go at 4 o'clock though, so.
So do you have other trails you wanna highlight?
Yes. I lost my notebook that's like half my brain with all my notes in it like yesterday, and I've been struggling all day without it.
I'll help jog a little
please,
bit
thank
from
you.
Our last Parks and Arts meeting.
Yeah.
We talked about the trail past Tunnel Springs Park into the foothills a little bit, even though that kind of goes into the Salt Lake property or Salt Lake County. We talked about the Foxborough Wetlands Trail.
Yeah, that's right.
That is out there.
But will that be under construction?
It could be. So I'm just talking about the other.
Be great if it was.
It probably won't be by June or July, unless
I doubt it will
unless
be
you guys
that.
Know something that
no,
I don't know. Which
we're still
you
waiting.
What about that trail segment that goes through the ridge? That's the Wild Rose Trail too, but it's the lower.
We
Wild
did
Rose
talk
trail.
About that too. It's just another
one way up there. What's that one called?
It's just
the connector.
Yeah,
that's
the connector
called.
Trail. We had a little ribbon cutting for it a couple of years ago when we finished it, but it's still just kind of a section of
called
the Wild
the
Rose.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in fact, you could really do three separate sections of the Wild Rose Trail if you wanted.
That's
I mean, there's a lot of good loops.
Because you kind of start down at Eaglewood Village. And
mm-hmm.
We did, 2 years ago, we hiked from Wild Rose. Is it 2 years ago? Maybe.
That
longer.
We did the ribbon cutting.
Yeah. We hiked from Wild Rose down to Eaglewood Village.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it connects really far down.
And if
it's farther if you go up.
It gets longer.
Yes.
And if the Foxborough Wetlands one is either going to be under construction or is under construction, then wait a year or two to do that one because you want it to look nice and be
sure.
Which that was
vegetation to
so right now we're the Wild Rose Trail, the main Chakar Loop, I think. The signage is pretty beat up, and the Parks and Arts Committee is working right now to replace the signs, or making the recommendations to the Public Works Department. So if that's important to us, if we want the residents to see it in its finest form, that probably won't happen in the next month or two. So
where's the Kite Festival at?
Is it's at Tunnel Springs.
What if we did the Tunnel Springs Strait one on May?
Mm-hmm.
Right
before the Kite Festival.
Yeah, then people will be coming
back
into the Kite
Thank you for
Festival
leading
too.
Me to that train of thought.
Yeah.
Do we want to do it at 9 then instead of 8?
Depends how far you want to go. I mean, if you wanted to walk clear down to Ensign Peak and the Capitol and back, you'd want to start at 8. But
I'm thinking kids, because you're going to take kids to the Kite Festival.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's fun for adults too. It's actually really
I'll
fun.
I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Well, I'm fine at 8 because I'm probably just going to be sitting at a table. It's not too bad to sit there and catch
That's
more
true.
People.
But it is true. If they're not going to go very long, then they may miss the Kite Festival that will be starting, I think is probably what you were alluding
to.
Yeah,
I'm just thinking, why not capture the same audience for both,
mm-hmm.
Well,
or the same crowd?
We could probably start it. How long does the Kite Festival go for?
2 hours. I think
we
10 to 12.
I mean, I could stay there from 8 to 12.
So
is that would that be stepping on anybody's toes at the Kite Festival? We
no.
kept the table there and said we're also highlighting
no,
the trail.
No, I think that's awesome.
Would that be fine?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, do you think it would be the same crowd that would want to do the full trail to Ensign Peak and back and go to the Kite Festival?
I don't think you could lump everyone
into
that. The other thing is when you start on that trail right past Tunnel Springs, there's a bunch of different directions to go.
Mm-hmm.
So you can head left up here and meet a part of the Wild Rose Trail. You can take a little loop off to the right and just make a short little loop and go back into Tunnel Springs. You can go down toward the gravel pits. So there's
yeah, and when you get further into Salt Lake, there's you can go to Ensign Peak, but you can also go up
to
some higher viewpoints in the foothills.
Yeah.
So what are we handing out at this trail event?
kind of just water bottles and or water and granola bars and like kind of trail mix and like trail stuff.
Because as you guys are talking about these different trails, because I've walked Wild Rose a lot and I've done Tunnel Springs a lot, but I don't know the other trails. Is there any way that we could do maps so that people could say, oh, this is this many miles?
That is what we handed out when we did it before.
Okay.
And Sherry, do you know where we are on updated trails maps?
I know that Allie gave a trails map to the Parks Committee, the Trails Subcommittee, so that they could go out and walk them for their sign things. So I know she just recently made.
Okay.
But I don't
know
that it's labeled and stuff and pretty.
And Davis County also just released last year an interactive trails map for the county, but I haven't looked at it in enough detail to see if how well it includes ours. But I feel like that also, if you're sitting there at the Kite Festival, if you're handing out trails maps for the city,
like
would be
where is
nice.
That sign?
It's right.
It's farther than you think.
Yeah, I've never done that hike. I've done Ensign Peak coming from the Salt Lake side, but I've never walked from North Salt Lake.
That's Ensign Peak.
It's a good 5 miles probably.
Yep.
Oh,
I did it, and it was farther than I expected.
Yeah, that's Ensign Peak right there.
We had a car.
It's the way to do it.
Yeah, it was because it was a lot.
I think my mom's been taking me to the wrong Ensign Peak for years now.
So. You'd come down here.
No,
you're
going
this
to the
trail
one from
through.
Salt Lake. Cause that's,
oh, that must be it.
And,
no,
and you do have to walk kind of through some canyons.
That is
okay.
Ensign Peak.
And then
you can't get there from.
And then,
okay.
It's just a long hike.
Yeah, I guess.
You know what we could do instead of maps?
It's a long trail to Ensign Peak.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, what if we had we've got like a little acrylic placard and we can put a sheet in with QR codes.
Because people would want to just have it on their phone anyway.
Yeah.
Be
so if there's a website with these, with the...
I know, let me, because like I keep hearing about this great Davis County
like great Western
interactive
trail.
Map that includes us, so...
Oh, radio towers. Anyway.
Yeah,
we can
see the towers
out.
And you think you're there and you're like, nope, you're not there.
Yeah,
keep
it's
going, go down,
like
go up. Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
But it's great.
And you have a great view of the gravel pit, right?
Yeah.
Well, you have a great view of the valley.
Yeah.
You kind of have to get close.
You have to walk out.
You have to get to the edge.
You have to look down into it.
No, it's great. And I've hiked from Tunnel Springs to Ensign Peak once and back, and it was a long hike.
It's a long hike.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lots of uphill and downhill.
It's a good part,
depending on which way.
I mean, if you go up, then you have to go down.
Okay, so May 4th is the first one, and then you're going to target the first weekend of each month?
I was hoping so, yeah.
Okay.
But I hadn't
the first
prepared the schedule.
First Saturday.
First Saturday, sorry, yeah.
The first Saturday of July is what day?
4th of July?
6th.
Okay, as long as we're past...
The 4th.
The 3rd.
Yeah, is our run on the Saturday?
Before.
Before the
6th
and
3rd. Yeah, so it's June 29th.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I thought.
So it's May 6th, June 3rd?
No, May 4th.
I'm sorry, May 4th.
If anybody
okay.
wants to come,
June
help
1st,
out the tables.
Then.
And the car thing is going to be on the 2nd?
Yes.
The car show? But yeah, if there's like a site for the... Because the city has a map. I don't know if you want to showing people the old one.
It needs to be updated. That's what I was asking. The one on our website is pretty old. But I just opened up this Davis Trail, so I want to see. Because
we could put some QR codes, like you're saying, on a thing. People can scan them while they look. But I like using the idea of using some parks with some playgrounds on them, too, like Wild Rose or the Tunnel Springs. Because you'd made a point about not excluding the families. I thought with the Strava thing, you don't have to compete with distance. You could compete with time on trail. And so people could go hang out at the park with their kids and count that time.
Oh, okay.
And then it's getting people doing all the things on the park.
Just for advertising purposes, if you're doing that kind of thing, this is a contest or we're adding up time for these 3 days, will you give me all those details so I can include them?
Yes.
And if it's a contest, is there a prize? Is there...
Just pride, no prize, just pride.
The sheer joy of getting
found. Is it in the newsletter, maybe?
I had some bike...
Yes, you could do that.
I have some bike water bottles I can give out.
If we take pictures, we can put...
Bike water bottles?
Yeah, I had some, you know, since we're also doing One Kind Act a Day stuff, I have some... I know a guy who can get his hand on some One Kind Act a Day bike water bottles.
I know a guy.
Yeah.
I know a guy.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry, it's May, June, July.
So, like a two-in-one. Discover the trails and do One Kind Act.
So Peter Worthlin was talking about, kind of a courtesy on the trails thing. He liked the idea of being kind to the trails and not messing them up, but also being nice on the trails. I wanted to talk to him a little bit more.
That's true, because he was saying people don't seem to follow well trail etiquette, even, you
like
know,
stopping when you're going up.
Horses,
or,
bikes, people.
So I thought we could have, you know, with the QR code, have a little thing about... Because some people come from, in different states, they have different rules about if you have to stop if you're going up the trail or down the trail. And so some people don't know what the...
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
What the
rules
are.
He was also frustrated that there were pedestrians on the flow trails on Wild Rose. But once
that's
we get
signage
the signage fixed, that should help.
And if you do a QR code sign, can you have it laminated? Because then, you know, it can be used again and again.
Mm-hmm. We also have those just plexiglass little
that's
things that we stick them in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good. Anything more on the trail series?
So right now all the there's no trails down in like Foxborough area. I mean,
there's Legacy Trail.
That's the only.
It's really short.
Very exposed. And
it's only like a mile or two in the city.
I just hate for people to say everything's up on the hill. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
There is, Councilmember Van Langeveld kind of pushed for, we have asphalt trails, like walking trails around our parks down there. So Legacy Park now has
something.
That. But you've also got the main big Legacy Parkway Trail, which...
This is being renovated, it sounds like?
No, this is the one that goes from...
Along Legacy Highway.
Could you go out to
And a good section of it, a good chunk of it, like 3 miles is
there's
in our
miles,
city.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So that's, I mean, that's a main trail out there as well. But
And I bike it all the time. It's very exposed. Mm-hmm. There's not a lick of shade anywhere.
So you just don't think it's a good one to do?
So it's not...
In North Salt Lake or on the whole trail?
In North Salt Lake. And even, actually, there's no shade till you get to Farmington.
Well, Centerville's got quite a bit of shade along the side there where it goes through that area.
Yeah. Well, if
and then
you,
also
if you go south,
quite a bit of North Salt Lake is quite a bit of shade. There's about a 3 mile stretch where it's pretty dry.
Yeah, so. and it's also, I have to say, south of Center Street, particularly down near the I-215 interchange, there is a huge amount of trash.
Oh.
And I mean, and it's built up for several years. It's the same trash that's been there
a
long time.
This is the Foxborough Wetlands Park. It's in three different areas. It's about 23 acres altogether, but it also has a trail around the boundary of it. And it's going to be renovated as soon as the Army Corps of Engineers gives us a permit to do it. So we have a plan. It'll have boardwalks running through it. It'll have all kinds of new... All the nuisance vegetation will be removed, and we're planting new vegetation in here. So it'll be a really beautiful park. That might be a future, you know, future place to have a trail event. But that's what these
once it's all done,
and then at least what Linda was talking about are these new trails that go around Legacy Park.
Yeah.
So they go right like this. Right
does
here.
It go all the way around the outside like that now?
Mm-hmm. And over to here. And this is the location of where the dog park will be.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay.
How are the mosquitoes and lights
on there? The Woods Cross one
right
is right there.
Yeah, it's Woods Cross is building this with us, and we're going to eliminate this
early
and just
morning,
make the whole
evening,
thing a dog park.
Yeah.
That's
so
nice.
It's really going to be nice.
So
Woods
Cross
one.
So Woods Cross and North Salt Lake are doing a dog park together.
Oh.
This is actually...
Joint venture.
This is actually the city limit line. So this is in Woods Cross.
So ours will be in Woods Cross?
Just over the border.
Close.
Yeah, this is UDOT property. which we got a lease from them on. And so both cities will be doing that. That's so we can get dogs out of the splash pad, which is...
Oh, that's nice.
Which is where the dogs love to go.
Of course.
Yeah. Well,
and then we have to shut the splash pad down because it's like a pool.
Right. But to get there, I mean, there's a sign there right on the corner along the sidewalk in the street by the splash pad that says no dogs.
Right.
And so...
Yeah, there's no dogs allowed in the splash pad.
So,
but
it's okay to go down on the road through the parking lot with dogs.
Yep.
Okay.
Well,
so
not right now, it's not, but it will
once
be.
It's
we'll have to redo that sign.
Yeah, we'll have to redo
right now, there's no dogs technically allowed anywhere in the park.
Okay.
Right.
So we're going to have to fix that access, how our residents are going to access that.
So, I mean, typically what happens, this isn't what we're really talking about, but when our staff tells people to please get their dogs away from the splash pad, the public is pretty rude about it. And so this will be good for us to be able to say, look, there's a dog park right over there, that's where you're supposed
and
to
go.
And a good dog park.
Yeah, because the one that's there right now is...
Yeah, it's crummy.
It's awful.
So, will there be water at the new dog park?
Yes.
Good.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, and there'll be locations for small dogs, large dogs. There'll be lots of play stuff.
Yeah,
and
my dogs
this
are
is
terrified.
Because
all the big dogs...
We're doing Arbor Day... The Arbor Day tree planting project, which is on the 27th of April, will be at the new dog park also.
Nice. So when's this dog park being done?
That's cool.
So it's just got approved by the council, so they're just starting construction pretty soon.
So this summer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be done this summer.
Because Arbor Day is...
Arbor Day is April 27th in our city.
In our city.
So they're going to have...
The celebration. I'm not sure what day it is exactly.
The official one.
So are they going to have to, like... do the construction around the newly planted trees?
Yeah, well, it's not much construction. It's
which is landscaping.
Yeah.
It's
placement of, you know, it's installing water lines
and
fences and some play equipment for the dogs.
So what's
but we're not really grading it or doing
right.
a whole lot.
So when's the dog park going to be finished?
So it's probably a 60-day project from when they start. So, and there's a committee between the two cities that's putting the plan together.
So are they going to start irrigating it?
No, but there'll be water available for the dogs.
Okay.
So it won't be grass because grass doesn't last at all.
So it will still look brown like that.
It'll be.
It's just
natural.
Weeds right now.
Yeah.
Vegetation, yeah. But we will, between the two cities, we'll hire a company to maintain it and
so
clean
it'll be mowed
it,
at least.
And it'll be a lot nicer than it is now.
You know, talking about dogs and cleaning and all that, something I've noticed when I've walked on the trails is that they do not, they put them in
they
plastic
just, like,
bags
yeah.
and they leave the bags.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah,
is there
crazy.
Any way we can incorporate
add
some
that to
kind
the courtesy
of a
on trails part?
I not figure that
the
one
courtesy
out.
Courtesy on trails,
take
yeah.
your dog waste with you.
Include that in our little
or
thing about being nice on the trail.
That
we could.
We
could drop them.
Yeah, I mean, every one of our parks has pet waste stations. Even out, like, before you get on to the past Tunnel Springs Park, there's pet waste stations. We provide the bags, everything. People will take the bags, carry them along, the dog poop in it, and leave the bags on the side of
mm-hmm.
the trail everywhere, even though they could bring
I'm
it back and put it in the...
Nice.
I am too, they're
too.
All
yeah.
over.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
I think it's crazy.
It really is just
and I will say,
thing.
I've even myself left a bag, then come back and picked it up and thrown it away, but there's no way there's that many people who are on the trail at that time who are going to come back and pick up those
yeah.
bags. Those
yeah.
are being left.
It really is interesting
permanently.
To me. I don't get it.
Can we do it like in a newsletter, or can we have?
Well,
I don't know.
I think the people who do
we've,
that
we've had scoop
are
the poop
not gonna
days.
Pay attention.
We have had
scoop the poop days.
Yeah, we've had all sorts of.
I think the people who leave it are not gonna feel any guilt when reading it in a newsletter.
The thing is, people that are usually on the trails are healthy, exercising people, and it's like they're usually pretty conscientious about dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of shocked.
Yeah.
It's just culturally or something, just not a like it's okay here. Like
yeah.
in other
they just
areas,
just assume that somebody else is going to come behind them and pick it up. And they've done a nice thing
mm-hmm.
by bagging it,
mm-hmm.
so that when somebody else comes and picks it up, they don't have to touch the poo because they can just pick up that little bag.
Yeah, if they made the effort to actually carry bags, pick it up,
it's weird.
Knot it, you know. Why are they? I don't know. It's bizarre to me.
Yeah. We'll have to have a psychologist tell us why
they do that. We've had lots of discussions about it in our city and have no idea why it's...
I kind of think like you, though. The people, you'd think people using trails would not be the ones leaving
right.
extra
stuff on the trail.
Bags
but,
on
right.
the trail.
But like you go to Hatch Park, I went
oh
over
yeah,
there.
Oh, you can't even walk in the
there,
grass.
It's not even bagged.
Right
yeah.
close to the
all
apartments.
The kids
yeah.
are playing soccer. Young kids
picking up Easter eggs.
Oh, it's just disgusting.
We tried to clean it for the Easter egg
hunt. It was pretty clean.
It was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over by the apartments is where I was like, kids, watch out. Stop running.
Yeah.
Watch where you're looking.
Yeah, in other places, people just, that is not acceptable. I don't know why that's acceptable around here, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, that's kind of
it's
strange.
Yeah.
Okay, Chief, do you ever... Status report for the community secure schedule.
The community secure schedule.
The communities that care.
Yeah.
Schedule.
So the next day I came and talked to you. Whenever they,
oh,
whenever
yeah.
you want them.
Okay.
These are one. All of these are one day classes. They can be taught online, or if you want to schedule them, then let me know and I will get them scheduled.
And we
so
just
okay.
did finish a class.
We just finished
an
8 week class two
yeah.
weeks ago.
Okay.
But these that you wanted.
Yeah.
Are. Like 45-minute classes, they can be done online.
Okay.
We talked about promoting one in the fall, our next one.
Like when school starts up again? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought we also talked about doing one in like May.
I thought we talked
about
that.
I don't know. My notes
we
said
about.
Fall.
I think we discussed that, but did not want to do one in May because of everything else going on.
Okay.
People might be out of town.
Oh, and the end of school
yeah.
with all of the concerts,
yeah.
and yeah, that was
okay.
what it was.
Yeah.
So,
I remember that much.
Yeah.
So, social development, late spring or early summer. We did Circle of Security.
Circle of Security was when we just finished.
Yeah, Everyday Strong in the fall. And then I guess we have talked about a third one for summer.
Yeah.
Is that a class social development strategy?
I think two meetings ago was when we updated that, but I bet this
yeah,
spreadsheet didn't get updated. I mean, we talked about it, but you weren't here. And
I might have missed that.
Yeah.
So we're not doing this one, this.
Not doing anything till fall, so.
Okay.
Does that look right?
So. Let's
yeah.
pick a date.
I was,
just
I wasn't here.
So it's on the schedule and the chief can confirm it. So mid-September, late September.
What kind of class is it? How long is it?
It's Everyday Strong and it's like, is it 90 minutes or 45 minutes? It's just a one day
thing.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we reach out to them and see what they say about the dates. I guess it could be done any time, right?
Kirsten said if they get enough notice, they'll schedule it any time.
Okay.
So is it something we want to hold on a Saturday, on a weeknight? Sounds like we just need to pick a date. Is that what you're
I didn't confirm like a Saturday or a date. These are county health
yeah.
department folks, so they probably would come in on a weekend date, but I didn't specifically clarify that.
I mean,
but
maybe
we
would prefer not to have it on a weekend.
We've been doing Wednesday nights for the Circle of Security. We could pick a Wednesday night in September.
So 18th or 25th would
mm-hmm.
be?
25th, 18th. If that's the third Wednesday, that would be
mm-hmm.
code enforcement hearing days, which is, you know, usually done by 6 p.m. So as long as we, you know, the third Wednesday is, if we need a code enforcement hearing, it's the third Wednesday of the month at
okay.
5 o'clock. And last generally till 6 or 6:30 maybe.
Well, then why don't we pick the 25th just so there's no
destiny.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay. So Everyday Strong, September 25th. Do we do 7 o'clock?
done at 8:30? Is that
who's,
too late?
Who's the intended audience for that one? Is that one of the, that's parents and youth? Is that one just adults? I guess that
Everyday
would be
Strong is, the syllabus is this. It is, let me go back one page.
Just because that might make a difference.
It's a 90-minute one-time workshop that teaches four things that adults can do to focus every day to help their kids in their lives by to be resilient, weather tough situations, and to be the best outcomes of themselves. Physical needs, safety, connection, and confidence, and then the result is the kids will thrive. So,
so 7 to 8:30.
And it's directed more to
good.
Parents.
Okay,
that's good.
And I'll have Wendy put that on the calendar.
So what day is it?
As a placeholder.
The 20th.
September 25th.
At
7
p.m.
Yeah.
And what day of the week is that? Just
Wednesday.
Okay. So that would go from 7 to 8:30, mm-hmm. if they can do that. And I will send her an email right now.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chief.
Yeah. That's great.
Okay. Health and Wellness Fair. Does anybody, I had said last month that I would love to have any suggestions. What I did last year and what I will do this year is get a list of businesses from the city. Who generates that?
Stacy Steckler. We
okay.
can provide you a list. Depending on, you don't want all the businesses, right? You just want.
Well, what she did is she gave me a list.
Health related.
She gave me a list from of all businesses, all business licenses. And I went through and tried to identify those that are health and wellness related, and then sent that list back, you know, the abbreviated list, and said, along with the draft letter.
Okay.
That said, that invited
yeah.
them to participate. So I was gonna do the same thing this year.
I can have Stacy send that to you.
Okay.
What day is that gonna be on?
It is on August. It's already scheduled. It's the same as the night out. Sorry, I don't have it in front of me at the moment. It's a Thursday.
I'll say it's August
8th.
I'll say August 8th again. Yeah,
yeah, that's kind of what came to mind, but I didn't want to.
August 8th is a Thursday, and that's the one I have at night
okay.
out.
Okay.
And is Detective Everett also arranging
in charge
again
of
this
that
year?
Again.
He'll be working. He'll
okay.
be the primary point of contact.
Okay. And I did get. Out of the blue, I got a email from an organization that does lung cancer screening, and they heard about the Health and Wellness Fair and wanted to participate.
Is that the one I forwarded to you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I couldn't remember if you heard from someone and I had a different one.
Yeah, it came through the information
email. Oh, yes.
Email.
Sorry, that was me.
Yeah. I didn't know who it was that forwarded to me because it just
I babysit that email address.
But I also told them, you know, your target population for screening is really more older adults. So I suggested that he also come to Senior Lunch Bunch at some point. So I've forwarded that to Wendy, and that's also going to be done in parallel. But does anybody have any suggestions for?
So had
things we can include in the health and wellness fair.
So everyone had vaccinations before?
Yeah, the health department is will bring their van again. And it's something we need to really publicize ahead of time because if parents need school vaccinations by the time early August rolls around, it's already, you know, it's already been taken care of or has been, you know, they've had to figure something out. But if they know this is coming and mm-hmm. they can get the vaccines then, they can plan for that. And it's also open to anybody. It doesn't have to be North Salt Lake people. But they also will have all of the resources for Davis Behavioral Health will be available there, you know, flyers and things like that, information and stuff. And Davis County Health Department will also have WIC information, So basically all of the services they offer, they'll have information about in addition to the vaccinations.
Is it, where is it held at?
Legacy Park.
What time is that again, did you say?
It's usually 5 to 8.
5 to 8, okay.
And the lung cancer, do they have a anti-vaping campaign when they come? Or because that's, the younger kids need that.
Yeah, that's a good question. I can check on that.
We should definitely have a booth or something for the young kids.
Does it, the youth
we should
council
involve,
get
the
involved?
Youth city
yeah.
council.
Do they ever get involved with this?
No, but that would be a great thing for them to get involved with. Do you want me to ask them?
Sure.
I'm just thinking
yeah.
there may be something.
Yeah. No, that's a good
I mean,
idea.
I like focusing on
who's
the youth.
The council
somehow.
Member over youth city council?
It's Tammy now. And Audrey
oh, yeah.
Beebe is awesome. So I have a feeling they
mm-hmm.
maybe could come up with something and can be involved. So.
So are you like inviting like dentists, and is that the list that you're going through, finding like local people?
Excuse
me, I'm
tickling
my
gyms.
Gyms.
Oh yeah.
Doctors,
you know, clinics, dentists.
Okay, you got it.
You
right.
Sent out a letter to him.
Yeah,
right
there,
right.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And
case.
The dentist over by Lee's has been active.
Oh yeah, I remember.
Very active in it.
Serene Dentistry.
Serene
Dentistry. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And Wade Family Medical, which has that clinic there, they came 2 years ago, and last year I invited them again. In fact, I physically went in and invited them, and then followed up with the letter, and then I guess like the night of it, they or a day or two before, they said they never got any information about it. I heard that from somebody. Yeah, so I think they just didn't get any communication within their office. But
do you have a contact or an email?
No, I sent them the letter just to the main address,
okay.
And so they're. But now I know the nurse practitioner there.
Okay.
So, so I'll reach out to her and make sure that they know. But
what about any nutrition or health-related
oh, yeah.
things that way?
If they have a business license in North Salt Lake, I...
Inifus makes vitamins. Inifus is a business in the industrial park. INNOPHUS, I believe. Inifus.
Have you ever worked with anyone at A&Z Produce?
Hmm? Jeff Clark's one of the owners.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see, that's what
yeah,
I was thinking.
Well,
and I always have wondered about getting them involved
okay.
with things.
Because
gotcha.
If I couldn't,
I mean, maybe they
name?
Have.
I mean, they're kind of like a distributor.
Like,
I know they are.
There's
yeah.
a little tiny
you know, maybe they
blurb, but if it doesn't,
but just
yeah,
yeah, if, you know.
Like have them do a camp, like
or
a,
just even
a booth about.
Providing.
I was wondering
produce.
If maybe
leftover produce.
Academy would
off spec produce.
The seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing better than avocado.
Are they mostly autism focused?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
You know Jeff?
Yeah, it was
Charlie.
I grew up with Jeff.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
they're great.
Yeah.
What's his name? Brad? What's Brad's last name?
I don't know.
That
do they still do modern display?
That's spec.
The
brains
do.
Oh, brains
display,
do.
Right?
That's right.
I was going to say, I didn't know.
Brains are,
yeah.
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 Sorry.
Yeah.
I know they're
like
both in that ward
yeah.
over there.
Brad.
I was just thinking, I didn't
know. No, well, they're different wards now.
Oh, but they were.
They were. When I lived
you were
the
all
first time,
yeah.
They, we were all in. But now,
one.
Yeah, Jeff's in.
Brad Nelson, he's the director
now.
Over there.
Yes.
Alcala.
Alcala. Okay.
And then brains are the one. They split it after I left, so I don't know what the name of that one is.
And I should.
Hidden
Lake.
Yeah, Hidden Lake.
So, Ken, do you, as long as I use the same letter as before and just change the dates, do you need to review it?
I'd like to, because I can't remember stuff a year ago. You,
okay.
Do you care?
No.
I can look at it from a year ago. I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah, I'm just saying, because you reviewed it last year.
Yeah.
So.
No, I think I'm fine if you want to just use what you used last year.
Okay.
No problem. I'll take a look. If there's something I think should change, I'll.
And then who do I send it to? I don't remember.
708.
The letter?
Yeah.
You can just email me and I can get it sent out with the list.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, just send me the list and the letter
okay.
that you want to go out and we'll make it happen.
Okay.
And when you want it to go out.
Uh-huh. Okay. I really focused on North Salt Lake businesses. And the reason is because if I extend it to like Lakeview Hospital, it's like, where do the extensions
start and stop?
And, you know.
Well, since we don't have a hospital, we have a really good emergency room cooperation with Lakeview Hospital. And I would encourage you to use, when it comes to healthcare things, we have very little healthcare in North Salt Lake. We have, what, 2 dentist offices and a grocery store clinic. You know, so I think any of these surrounding clinics that people are using, they ought to at least know where their resources are.
You know, we can invite Lakeview Hospital if they want to come and have a table.
Yeah, I think Troy Cook would probably like to do that.
I think they probably would.
Did you mention the old Cope Family Medicine?
That's Wade Family.
Wade Family Practice.
Yeah, we
were
talking about
them. They share up here and down there.
Yeah, they were invited last year and they came the year before.
Yeah, but the people that came the year before were from the one at Colonial Square.
Is that Wade Family Medicine at Colonial Square too?
Yeah.
Same one? Okay.
I think because the one at Lee's had just barely opened.
Probably so.
Yeah. So who's the person at Lakeview that you mentioned?
Troy Cook. Both Ken and I know him.
We could reach out to him. Do you want to? We'll take that on.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Because they do have educational programs. I know they have diabetes education. If they had nutrition information or physical therapy.
Do you want me to ask someone at NAMI if they would be interested?
That would be great.
Does that duplicate, though, if Davis Behavioral Health is there doing all the same thing, does it matter?
They work. I mean, NAMI is really a national thing, but we have a state chapter, and the support groups that they run are mostly all online. They're actually starting a new one just next week for back in person again. But they're statewide support groups. So peer support groups, and they just have programs that
so is it
behavioral health doesn't have.
Okay, that was my question.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then that's
so they have like family to family support groups and classes so that family members of people who have mental illness can learn about mental illness and learn coping strategies and how to help their loved ones. And then they have the peer support groups, so the support groups are led by people who have mental illness. And that's what I do in my volunteer gig, is I train the facilitators that run those support groups.
Sounds great.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
And so as you reach out to these organizations, just let them know we're not providing tables, we're not providing tents, they have to bring that. I'll provide a space. So what I do is I create a map of, you know, because Davis Behavioral Health, their big RV takes up a lot of room, so I have to kind of, it's a game of Tetris. So,
I don't know if they'll be available or interested, but I will ask Robin. She's the program director. So
okay, perfect. Perfect.
Okay. Can I ask just clarification, Chief? You're saying that there's a Wade Family Medicine here, and then the one at Colonial Square. So there's 2 of them.
They're different kind of things. The one down at Lee's is a really small, kind of like.
Examination room.
Where this one up here is more where their appointments are and things like that. But if you needed something like an urgent care or something, I'm pretty sure the one down at Lee's is available.
Okay.
Probably can do strep tests
that
and vaccinations.
Yeah.
Cool.
Is it inside the grocery store?
No, it's just at the south.
It's
north
just
of
in
grocery.
That.
It's
that
kind
that
of between
store.
The
hardware
Ace
store and
hardware.
The
store.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for the suggestions. I appreciate it. Okay.
Just
discussion.
One other thing, I'm sorry, before we leave that. Suzette on the council, she teaches yoga and Pilates and a lot of these things, and she may have a resource or be a resource if we want someone from
Fitness.
On the exercise, yes, Fitness Avenue.
I could ask her if you wanted.
Okay.
And I actually know another gal in North Salt Lake also that does it. Davis, Michelle Davis.
Okay.
So are you thinking they have a booth or a
I just know she brought it up at one of our Parks and Arts meetings of like having those resources if we wanted to, I don't know, offer class or information or so. She may have an idea or, you know.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I know health fairs do all types of different things, whether it's just providing information or... But maybe you could do some little mini yoga sessions or, you know, something.
Would there be room for a yoga?
Oh, yeah, it's at a park.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's at a park.
It would be really fun.
Yeah, that actually could be like yoga in the park.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that would be a fun thing
to
add.
It's
usually mild temperatures by the time the evening.
And on the south end of the parking lot, there's between the fence and the parking lot. It's kind of a quiet spot.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
So that might be kind of a nice, and it's long, so you could put an instructor at one end. And
yeah, I think that would be a fun little thing to add to it.
Well, that's just that.
Sounds like a good programming thing.
You're talking about right over
there.
Yes,
it does. And goat yoga.
Yeah, it's right over there. That's perfect.
If we want to add some goats to
goat yoga.
Trim our grass.
What about, I mean... That seems like that would be the perfect thing for a health and wellness committee to sponsor.
Goat yoga?
No, yoga in the
yoga
park.
In the park.
No, I think goat yoga would be fun.
Wouldn't
that would
bring
that people out there
I think
to
that's
do
a great idea.
Or try it. And maybe there's companies that would want to come and do something. I don't know.
I think that's a good idea, though.
Or any yoga. I mean,
so
I'll ask her about goat yoga if she knows anything about goat yoga.
Start getting Tai Chi in the parks.
I understand you can get close to your goat that way.
I've seen puppy yoga too.
I mean, I've just seen videos. Like,
yeah.
It seems cool.
Has a goat.
You know?
Too cute.
Yeah.
Too cute.
Yeah. But what do you guys think? Yoga in the park? Like
sounds
in the
fun.
Evening or something like that?
Like a series? Like you say, the series?
A series. Like the first, you know, the first Wednesday of the month or... Every Wednesday for 4 weeks. Or
I think it'd be fun at Hatch Park when it's done.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be fun thing to add to the vendor fair, though, for
it
Legacy. Food truck night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, on Monday
night. Yeah, on a Monday night, just have yoga.
If you could get, you know, if you could get some Foxborough volunteers to just do it, that would be fun for people, maybe.
Yeah. So, Wendy, put that on the agenda for next month. For yoga in the park plan. So can you talk to Suzette, see what she thinks about that?
I'm actually thinking Michelle might really enjoy, she's a certified instructor, but she's kind of getting up and going, so she would maybe even be more open to it, because I know Suzette's already, you know, if it was a series thing, I think it might be really a good fit for Michelle.
Yeah.
So I'll talk to both of them.
Yeah, and see... What schedule would they recommend? Would they prefer to do it once a week for 4 weeks, once a month for the summer?
Mm-hmm. Or do they just want to do it once at the health and wellness fair to kind of generate people to go to her classes somewhere else or something?
Yeah, mm-hmm. But it wouldn't be till August.
Right, but I'm just saying.
But yeah.
If something like weekly thing was not something that interested her.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But it's definitely something that I've made a mental note on for Hatch Park programming ideas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right now in my head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, I was looking at the scheduling for, because I have a friend who's got little kids, and something while the kids are playing soccer.
Practice
There's
or
nothing
games?
For the parents.
Practice or games?
Either one.
Because games,
I'll
parents
say
will
you're
be watching
their kids
yeah.
play.
Practice. Yeah, that's
Practices are hard though, because it's like kind of random times, like whatever.
Oh, are they? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not there's like a time in the evening, but it's up to like the coach usually. Like.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
But the
day.
Idea of a multi-use park is
is
an idea we're talking about in Hatch Park.
Yeah, but Hatch Park isn't going to be done.
No, no, but we're still making
But we're still, yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah. We're getting all
the
excited about that.
Yeah. We are experienced with how long it takes government to get things done. So yes. We're like, that's really quick, actually.
It's actually going fast.
Yeah, yeah. and the Foxborough thing with
now,
Army Corps of Engineers. Army Corps is not going to.
You guys have probably told me where's Hatchburg.
It's already here. It's the one that's Kitty Quarter here. It's being completely.
It's being renovated and expanded.
Expanded. It's going to be a
beautiful
thing.
We purchased a lot of property to make it bigger.
Yeah. Where's the property?
Oh, really?
On the north.
All the homes that are on that other end, the cities.
It's something, yeah.
It hasn't changed since I played lacrosse there in high school.
Yeah.
It'll be
exciting.
It's going to be a great park. We're very excited about it.
I heard a rumor about the rec center and a pool.
So, this is what Hatch Park looks like today.
Okay.
We purchased all these properties
money.
Here.
Oh, wow.
And we purchased
I just heard
all
about
the property
yeah.
here.
Gonna,
yeah. Wow.
And so it's going to expand
all
out
the way
to
up
the
there.
Streets.
Mm-hmm.
It's
going to
be
and
big.
It'll be a complete redevelopment, a complete rebuild.
Wow.
My favorite part, because I love water, is all the storm drain.
$16 to do.
Yeah. The water that is under the ground, we're going to bring above ground, like they did down at City Creek, and so it'll have water that comes in, and it's going to be great.
So like the fairgrounds in Cache County.
There's a creek.
Maybe, I haven't been to
the park. They're shallow, and it's nice and cool. You can go stand in it when it's raining.
Anyway, so we're kind of excited
about
that.
What about the place with the freeway? Is anything going to be done about that?
There'll be a new sound wall.
There will be, oh.
When the freeway gets rebuilt.
A 17-foot sound wall.
Seventeen feet,
and the freeway will come a couple
after.
Years after.
Okay,
but the landscape architects seem to think that the water feature will help
drown out
and the trees.
If you're not right by the freeway,
yeah,
it does make a difference. It's better on the side you purchased than on the freeway side.
It's going to be amazing. No, this park
is
going to be
amazing.
There's
some really cool plans that we're working on.
Yeah,
cool.
That's exciting.
Okay.
We digress.
Next month, if you can let us know.
Yeah, I'll let you know on your thing.
Awesome. Okay, Get Healthy Utah event.
Sorry.
Is that something Elisa was going to talk about? Or
I can talk about it. So the city of North Salt Lake is a designated Get Healthy Utah city. It's one of the first things this committee did when it formed was... put an application together, and it means that we've done a number of things to promote health and wellness, including forming this committee and doing the things that this committee does. This is a state of Utah program, so it's for cities, and we were one of the first cities to do it. So periodically they have seminars and trainings, and so the one in our area is Tuesday, May 7th from 12:30 to 2:30, and they will serve lunch. And if you'd like to go, we can sign you up for it. It's at the Farmington City Arts Center on Main Street. And I can send the committee, all of you, information about this one. And then you can go if you want to go.
So what do they do at this meeting?
And so this is what it says about the meeting. The target audience for this event includes municipal elected officials and staff, particularly city planners and parks and recreation staff, county and regional elected officials and staff. Let's see. We're planning the first ever Healthy Communities Roadshow. It will be a series of events throughout Utah. So this is one of those. Don't really say yet what it is. Let's see. Building healthy communities improves the quality of life for Utahns. Recently, the Utah Foundation released a Healthy Communities series that consists of three policy guides for improving healthy eating, active living across the state. These guidelines, along with the Healthy Communities Designation Program, which is what I just said, which is what we have, run by Get Healthy Utah and the League of Cities and Towns. The designation outlines strategies to support healthy eating, active living, and mental well-being on a municipal level. The roadshow will educate local policymakers and staff on these policy solutions and resources and provide them with tools to make a lasting difference. So I think it's probably about how, you know, it's just about what they do and how we could have some of these
resources?
I guess more resources on
and city
parks and recreation.
City policies that help.
I think mostly it's considering when we make decisions as a city, we consider health and well-being in our decisions. So every time we look at a land use decision or a
health and all policies,
or
if you
renovate a park, we're
so
thinking about.
Yeah, on our website, I have a section that has all the Healthy Utah information, what we did to accomplish it. You can just search, like in the little search bar at the top, Healthy Utah Community, and it'll take you to that. It's got a link to the criteria and some information on it. So it's not specific to this thing in May, but it will tell you what about that.
I mean, so is that going to educate us on state programs that
on the program in general, it sounds like. So
if
it's
going to give us like support and all
yeah,
that, it's like,
it
well,
will.
We should go find
yeah.
out what
think,
that is.
I think,
you know?
So Janet already went to a seminar.
It was that all-day
right,
one
with
we
Get
went
Healthy,
with Lisa.
If you haven't done it, it's probably
yeah.
a good
That's
thing
a
to do. But
okay. But this was not two, the all-day, it's a two-hour
It's
hour
just
day.
2 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, the all-day one was
really,
really excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, as I see these, I'll send them around to you guys. So
okay.
If you have time, you can go.
Do you need a count of who of us would
no,
go?
No, I think I'll send this to you, and then you can just
okay.
respond if you want, if you think you can go, and then we'll get you guys signed up.
I think registration is free.
It's all free.
Because
yeah.
I already signed up.
If you want, I can just send you a link to the whole thing, and you can sign
sure.
up.
Yeah, because I'm going to sign myself up.
Better.
But once the
oh, yeah,
we
get it from you.
The
Republican
faster.
So
that's
my
nice
phone
idea.
Number is 47.
Yeah, I think it'd be really good because we went to the one last year and they had a lot of really great ideas and lots of good people to connect to.
Yeah.
And that's where you got connected to the
health
department.
Okay.
It's Jane Hall,
so
479.
I thought it was helpful.
They
talked about the survey and the health
right.
policies.
Yeah. That's
and,
what I want to hear.
That's really good stuff.
Yeah, keep that
was
one.
Really worth it.
I asked for it back before my kids had cell phones so they could memorize my phone number, and now I don't want to get rid of
that's
it.
That's a great one. I've had the same one for 20 years, too.
Okay, so Mason
not,
already
not
signed up.
Cool,
I'll
so.
Go. Jane, you want
to
go?
I would like to. I would like to, yeah.
Okay.
When is it?
It's May 7th. Tuesday, May 7th, 12:30 to 2:30. And we'll see who here wants to go to. And since they called for planners, maybe we send one of our planners too. I don't know. We don't have, you know.
That actually would work out really well.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Callie might be planning on going.
Okay, so Ken's going to send us a link so we can register for that. Okay, Chief, report on discussion on statistical data related to crime, substance abuse, and suicide.
So last October, we switched records management systems. I think I've brought that up before.
Uh-huh.
And as I try it, and one of the challenges that we've had is the old way we classified everything was kind of taken over by a countywide committee led by one particular city in this area. So not knowing exactly what you were looking for, I'm going to do my best to try to tell you where we have. I can get you stats tonight from basically October 1st to where we are today, but I kind of wanted to get an idea of exactly what you were looking for so I can do a more precise search than to just go back in the way we used to do things, because that will produce zero since October. So can you give me an idea of what you would like to know tonight? And I can tell you numbers on those kinds of things. I know that was mainly Corey's question. And if you want to defer it until he's here again, we can do that.
Let's do that. Let's defer it because I didn't have anything particular in mind.
He was asking things like number of suicide, number of suicide attempts.
Have we had any suicides
yeah.
in North Salt Lake
mm-hmm.
since when?
Since September. We probably had two since September.
Really?
We have 3 or 4 a year usually. So anyway, we can wait till Corey's here, and that way. I might even try to get with Corey offline. And
how many attempts do you know?
I can tell you.
That's almost more important in a way. Well, not more important, but a very important.
The problem with attempts is they're differing levels of psychological type of problems and interventions and things like that, but.
And so you're saying some are just more a cry for help than actual attempts.
Yeah.
It's just a.
I was going to say, I feel like.
Know that somebody.
I feel like there have been quite a few just in the past year, just in like our neighborhoods.
Might not get called from by ambulance.
Last year?
Yeah.
Reporting.
There were two. Like, because I know when they went and tied green ribbons around every.
Attempt.
Where it was one of the Woods Cross kid, I think there were.
There was the boy.
Yeah.
Who was around the corner from me.
Mm-hmm.
Was there another one up by?
I thought there was another one.
But that was over a year ago.
Was it?
Well.
Yeah, that was well over a year ago, the one up by.
Okay.
Was it last summer?
Two summers ago.
Two summers ago?
The days all start running together, so maybe it is.
Yeah. Because the brother's wedding was last summer and it was before the, it was, yeah, it was the summer before the wedding.
Let's see. Again, this is kind of why I'm so sorry that I couldn't really dig into these stats.
I mean, if it's a hassle, we can just wait.
I'll look real quick where they're coding these. We used to code these as suicides themselves. Now they do some kind of like an unattended death with other things. But like we had one up in this neighborhood up by where Councilmember Clayton lives about 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And then I think we had one towards the end of last year that was down here in the old part of North Salt Lake.
Are they all teenagers?
No, in fact, I mean, Corey could probably answer this one offhand, but what do you think that the demographic for most suicides are?
White males over 50.
Yep.
Over 45, yeah.
Yeah,
right in that area.
45 to 70
most
or
kids,
something.
Most kids, it's a cry for help, it's an attention, they're very, very rarely are they really successful. It's Caucasian males in that age range. Or 45. They're by far the most successful group at completing suicides.
Family, fathers or single?
Yes and yes and yes.
So anyway, why don't I talk to Corey a little bit more offline? Ken and I have talked about this since last week and I've tried to get through and say, okay, well, what exactly do I want? Do we want to call these so that I know how to search them? And I don't for sure. Like we can go psychiatric type problems. We can go suicide threat problems. Like if you want to go suicide.
I think Corey is probably interested in domestic violence stats. You know,
which again they would not let us put a domestic violence link into these things.
But
which,
in his line of work, which is addiction services, he. You know, he's noted a lot of domestic violence.
Maybe like overdoses.
Overdoses, yeah. And sometimes those things, as Corey could probably talk even more, they're confused. Is an overdose an intentional or an accidental suicide?
Well, I mean, it can be illicit drugs or it can be
prescription
drugs. Those are two different kinds of overdoses, too.
Mm-hmm. I hate to do this, but I have a meeting at 8.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I think we're almost done.
For Wendy's benefit, item number 8, we will table for next month. So, Wendy, if you can put that on the list for next month. Okay. Next, discussion on feedback from other communities. Or I'm sorry, committees. Did anybody have anything to report?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what you guys want me to do with the golf course because it's. You know, it's revenue generating, so how do I interact with them? I mean, I've thought about like yoga in the park, but you can't do that when people are hitting golf ball. You know, like, how does that, what is your vision for this?
So it's probably akin,
I was
looking to you for answers.
I don't, I wasn't certain what we were asking the golf committee.
Just, I think Elisa was suggesting just to reach out and, like, once a year and say, okay, we're here. What can we do to support you? Is there anything?
I mean, like, I can think of something off the top of the head. Like if we can use that building
rent free when it's not being used. Like there could be like my mom lives up there, and there could be like a silver sneakers class in there that they could go to. Is that the kind of stuff we're thinking about? Because you can't really use the greens.
I don't think so. I don't know though. I guess we have to see. It was Elisa's idea.
Uh-huh. It sounded to me like she was wanting us to just let them know that
we're here.
We're here, and we are encouraging anything that these other committees can do to be focused on
health and wellness. Do we have
something that we can do to assist supporting health and wellness?
Because I did call, it's Tyler, right? I
did
call him.
You did call Tyler. He told me that he heard
from
me.
And then, he left before I got over there to talk to him.
That's okay.
But he was like, "I'll do that. What do you want me to do?" And I'm like, "Well, I don't know. What do you want me to do?" I wasn't sure.
I'm equally confused about that.
And you don't think we can use that room when it's not like a...
Maybe.
Because that could be
worth,
a good community.
It could be
center.
A community room.
Yeah.
I mean,
we could. I'll talk to Tyler about that.
Because if we had some program we were offering and needed indoor space.
Well, I think Silver
Sneakers
is great.
In the wintertime when there's nothing going on in the parks.
Yeah.
Like I'm just thinking of my mom, who is a widow.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking of a lot of women in my neighborhood who are widows. And like I take her down to EOS to just keep her moving, which is great. But it would also be nice for her to be making friends with other people. Other women. It could be a great community place for them to gather in the mornings when it's not being used for other things. And
I think that's in Silver Sneakers. They probably would love to have.
I would love to see a good Silver Sneakers program because.
Does EO still have Silver Sneakers?
No, they do in the middle of the day because all of the other classes are.
Yeah.
The morning classes are taken up by other class and then. Then someone like my mom is like, I'm not going to go at 11 o'clock. I've already gotten my day going. It could be a great thing for that demographic.
Yeah.
And that there's quite a few up there, that are in that demographic.
Yeah.
So it's just one thought.
And for people in that demographic, up on the hill, it's a little harder for them to be walking the sidewalks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so steep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas in Foxborough, you can walk.
And you get a little more snow, and it stays icy longer, and, there's all kinds of, where it's a little warmer, and they can,
I'll talk to Tyler about that.
So if they had a Silver Sneakers program up there, then we can publicize that in Senior Lunch Bunch.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them probably have Silver Sneakers free through their insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I think does Davis County Health Department, they may do the same thing though in their.
They may offer that.
Mm-hmm. They have a newsletter. I should look at it.
The senior center there though really caters to the, it's mostly 80-year-olds, really old, comparatively. Whereas
active adult.
They're not active.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
I think they have exercise classes
on the little bit younger seniors. The active adult community. Senior community.
The Silver Sneakers is that target audience, not the elderly
not
people.
Not the walker community.
Yeah, that you're trying to just get them to move somehow.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
At the senior center, when I went and toured there, everybody was like, really was like 80. And they have lunch there every weekday, and you're talking about, it's not a,
these are, you're talking about people who are not independent, kind of.
No, they're independent, but maybe barely.
Not mobile.
Yeah.
Barely independent.
Not super mobile.
Yeah.
We're up, the people around the golf course are independent. They're older, but independent, a lot of them.
Right.
They're retired and.
Maybe alone, because their spouse
is passing
away.
Yeah.
It's good for winter time,
like
you're saying, too.
You
can't go outside in the snow.
So they're probably in the 70-year-old.
Yeah, that was my mother too. She was very active after my dad died. She's very active until she passed away.
Since you guys know about the golf course, my husband just told me that they're cutting down the trees.
They had to cut down.
The really big one.
Oh, you weren't in our, that big, huge tree that everyone fights over for shade at the July 3rd.
Oh, yes, I heard that.
It was diseased. They will replace them, but.
It was going to fall over.
Yeah. They're not just.
Okay, that's not what they're telling people. That's not what someone at the golf course told my husband.
Oh.
He said that whoever, would it be Tyler's in charge of the golf course?
Mm-hmm.
He said he wants to cut all the trees down.
No.
Okay, someone's got some bad info up there.
Yeah, no.
Which I'm like, why would they do that? Why would you cut down a perfectly good, they said it was a perfectly good tree, but that's
how rumors get started.
Yeah.
I think it's a globe willow tree, and those trees do break.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
somebody, yeah, definitely
trees.
Got some bad info up there.
Yeah, I'll talk to him.
So, did your husband say it was a golf course staff member that said that to him?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. And that the person who was in charge wanted to get rid of all the trees on the course. And we're like, why would you do that if you take.
That
didn't
that
make
one.
Any sense at all.
Yeah, that
I haven't
wouldn't
heard
make
that.
Sense.
I've never heard Tyler express that.
Nope, not at all.
Yeah.
We were lamenting the.
This loss
of this big tree the other day. And he was in that meeting. I mean,
well,
he
we've had residents run out on the course and chop trees down too. That are in
oh,
that
really?
Yeah.
Really? Chop them off the course?
Oh, yeah.
Terrible. I'll end up hitting
so
their house with a golf ball.
We are definitely
out.
Not.
That's why
we like,
said, don't touch golf course trees.
That doesn't make any sense at all. But
yeah.
I'll talk
I'm not a very good golfer.
I'll
let
you know.
Maybe you
want to
squash that rumor. Especially since
it's
about him.
Absolutely.
So, Ken, you're going to check with Tyler. About whether we could get space for a silver
mm-hmm.
sneakers thing,
yes.
And if we can, then
I'll follow up on that.
With
yep.
who? Silver sneaker.
Yeah.
Okay. With silver.
Well, I'll
sneaker.
Just talk to
oh.
Jane after I talk to Tyler and
yeah.
see what there is.
And there's no outside area for any activities because it's all golf, right? I mean, I'm just
that's
clarifying.
That would yes.
That sounds
that's
right.
True.
Okay.
Right
okay.
now.
So the only place to maybe have some health and wellness thing
is in the clubhouse.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been talking about doing expanding and doing a little building, maybe a pavilion building, up on the east side of the driving range. We would have a
mm-hmm.
concrete pad
mm-hmm.
and maybe a three-walled open building. It could be. The stage for the band on July 3rd. It could be an area where people could have, we could have golf tournaments, could have their lunch there. We could have other, maybe it would even be available for silver sneakers.
Silver sneakers or yoga in the park.
If we didn't put fixed seating in it, it could just be an open area for yoga or silver sneakers or whatever.
Is
so we've been
right,
talking about
right behind
that.
The ben, is that right behind the Bennett's house? Is that what you're talking about?
I'm not sure.
Yes, a little down from the Bennett's.
It would be, so if you're looking at the driving range, it would be just on the left side or the east side of the driving range,
mm-hmm.
where the band is now during
oh,
July 3rd.
Oh, lower.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be really nice, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
You may not know also about the agreement that we just entered into for winter activities
mm-hmm.
at the golf course.
I heard about
oh,
that.
So
that?
Why don't you, can someone fill them in? Because
yeah.
I feel like that goes right up in this alley too and may have already
so
taken
we
care
have,
of something you were supposed to do.
I don't know. They don't have to walk back up the sledding.
That's
hill,
true.
Man, it's such a workout.
But, you know, you're out
with
getting
kids.
Fresh
we've
air
been,
in the winter.
So yeah,
I think it's
approved,
awesome.
I've done that.
I've done it up here.
That would come
I've
in and they
up
would
this hill.
Use this part of the course in the driving
awesome.
Range for tubing. They'll come in and create a snow kind of course. In fact,
so what you're having a third party company
uh-huh.
come in and
mm-hmm.
who's
yeah.
grade it for?
And we share. No, they don't grade anything. They just build up a snow thing. So let me see if I can.
And just grade the snow, maybe.
What,
like cats,
cost
like
money
little,
people to come
yeah,
use it.
Oh,
how much?
Like,
like a
shoot.
I've been down there.
Pass.
Or up there, I haven't done
that.
That's
what
oh,
it's
really
cool.
I've been there in the summer.
They
like
have
they
a shoot.
The skeeters are, they kind of make little shoots.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
your tube stays in them as you're going down.
Yeah.
With different steepnesses and stuff.
When are they
going to
do this winter?
So they just do it with the snow.
Fun. Okay, I'll be honest. I'm shocked you guys allow it because.
This is a, if you can't beat them, join them.
I mean, it is great. I'm not.
There will still be an area
to have kids outside instead of playing video games all day long. Mm-hmm. Is so much better.
Well, we can't. Yeah. So we can't really prevent them. We've learned from being on the course. Uh-huh. So this way, there's insurance.
Oh.
There's a third party that's managing it. Okay. I just can't find the meeting.
It's a. Which revenue?
Who's that? Oh, you mean it's so
this operator comes and provides the tubes and the and it's a course, so it's safer than it is, and it's
regulated. Right, it's more controlled.
How many cars they or how many tubes go down at the same time, right? Like it's not like a free for all like it is right now.
So people will pay to go there?
Yes.
I think it was after that, Ken. I think it was late March, maybe even the first of
What's
because we just barely talked about it. I think they said $40 for an all-day pass.
Is that per person or?
It's per person.
Person.
I thought Brian said to me.
Spanish for
yeah,
course,
and
so.
they started up in Boise, but they're really excited about this area.
Oh,
too.
Here we go.
So people pay $40 a person to go.
Yes.
That sounds like a lot.
They're also supposed to leave an area, though, that's still free.
Oh, okay. Because that's kind of pricey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you know,
if you don't have to drive all the way to Soldier Hollow.
I was going to say, is that what they charge up at Soldier Hollow?
It wasn't.
Brian thought $30 when he came home and was telling me about it.
$26 or something like
that
for this group.
Three kids.
It's like 100.
Did that slide presentation get put in the PowerPoint?
$116.
Do you remember?
I've never seen the presentation. I think I missed that meeting. I think that's when I had to go to Seattle for the.
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Okay.
Oh, it's going to go like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is they build this kind of a thing.
And did they bring in snow machines?
They bring in a snow machine, and they'll build that up.
Oh,
and it'll
wow.
stay all winter.
Wow. That's
and
very
so,
cool.
They're called Gateway Parks. They teach snowboarding.
Huh.
They'll be snowboarding there?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. They'll teach it. Classes.
Teach
lessons.
Snowboarding.
Yeah.
Here's what it kind of looks like on the golf course.
Wow.
Is that a net around the outside?
Uh-huh, you can buy a season's pass.
At the bottom, that's a net. That's not snow, right?
I don't know.
Can
good
they
question.
Add...
Yeah,
it's a lot of snow.
Yeah.
Can they have a... what am I doing right now?
There's a
skiing.
Snowshoeing?
Not snowshoeing.
Cross-country
skiing.
Cross-country.
Yeah, can they
yeah,
go track
they can do that?
That,
too. I don't know if that's what their plan is, but they do cross-country skiing also.
Oh, you should go to gatewayparks.com and... They have a video right on their front page of showing one of their ones in Spanish Fork or Boise or something.
Because you know, I have thought before. I would love to cross country ski around the course.
And the Legacy Trail. Unless there's been a lot of snow,
it's
never reliable.
Never enough
for
snow. But they do.
Gateway Park.
Yeah, gatewayparks.com.
I should have done the .com.
Yeah.
The right way.
Because you could have parents drop off their kids and then cross-country ski.
I think that's what
we're talking
about.
Yeah.
So, where on this?
Just I was just seeing that video that they have right there.
Just this
it
video.
Just kind of shows you what it looks like.
Well, that's awesome.
It's got a rope to bring them up.
Mm-hmm. A rope tow to come up.
Yeah, they'll have a tow rope so you can take back up.
Yeah. It really looks fun.
I think this is in Spanish.
And then my husband and I went to Soldier Hollow, and it's like something you do for an hour or two. Mm-hmm.
It is $40, and it's a
It is $40.
Yeah, for.
That's pricey.
That's a lot.
Well, okay, so during the holiday, holiday
I thought
pricing.
It was too.
Weekend, Friday and Saturday is $30. Weekday, $25.
Okay.
What's the season pass?
Yeah, I can see people doing a season pass.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they do season passes at Soldier Hollow.
Oh, okay. That's the price
for Soldier Hollow.
Yeah.
You're gonna get complaints about that price.
If it's built really cool and they build actual courses like that, I don't think people will complain as much. Because I've done this and I didn't remember it being that much.
But
when your kids were young, would you have been able to take all four of your kids and go do that?
Well, it was only when my youngest was 12, so the rest of them were all, 15 and 18.
Is that per person,
though? Early bird for $149.
I could see families doing the season pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they spend more than that for...
I would
do a season pass.
Especially if you lived up there.
Or a family.
But it's per person.
It's per person.
So it'd be $189, like, times, like, four or five.
So $149, yeah.
But for endless enjoyment, winter,
you
send them over there.
I would get my kids a season pass.
I would
but
do that.
Yeah.
If you had teenagers, you would, or something like that.
Elementary up to teen,
yeah.
When my kids were young, yes, I got them all season passes at Park City Mountain Resort first. And that was a price. That was more than that we paid.
Yeah.
And I was not rich or anything by any stretch of the
come
do
on.
They make them wear helmets? Or do they just wear whatever? See,
doesn't
I've had
like
some
it.
Sledding accidents, so I'm a little bit.
That's a good question.
But they will carry insurance.
Mm-hmm.
$2 million.
Have you ever had a lawsuit or anything?
No.
Not on that.
I'm just curious if that.
No.
Yeah.
We have lawsuits.
And we've had.
Yeah.
I mean,
never
and
had one for the golf course.
I think
never
people realize they're the ones sledding and they're the ones
the
running into the pond and they're the ones.
So what
we, yeah, there's been broken legs and things up there, but.
Okay, awesome. Okay, well, for the next things, committee member business, I don't have anything. Does anybody else? Okay. And we've already mentioned a couple of things for the agenda for next
mm-hmm.
next
yoga in the park
time.
And the
yeah.
Crime stats.
Yeah. And Chief, if you can just shoot an email confirming that you get the September things set up for us, just so we know. And Ken's supposed to send us the links to sign up for the thing in May.
Yes.
The Get Healthy Utah.
That's right.
Okay. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Jane?
Hey.
Anybody want to second it?
And May 13th is your next meeting. So.
May 13th.
That's my birthday.
Oh.
Really?
Oh.
Mine's May 15th.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah.
Nice.
Jane,
I'm
what
writing
your
that
mom
down.
Is?
Mason Bennett birthday.
That's what your mom,
Barbara Nelson.
Oh, I love your mom.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, sweetest, awesome lady.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
She is.
She's
awesome.
A good lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good. That's fun to know.
And yours is 15th, Jenna?
She is. She's a good lady.
Well,
she's, I'm in the primary presidency. She's one of our primary teachers.
She's had fun with those kids.
Yeah. Our ward, the demographics in our ward are
celebrate
interesting
like
and getting older and older, you know?
You are.
Yeah. She
what?
Told me about the Hebertsons that...
No way.
5 days apart or something like that?
Yeah, no way.
The third
52.
Couple
42.
The house that she
I went through those years.
Okay, did she buy the...
55.
Yeah, the almonds. Did she buy either the almonds or the bells?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Young 50s.
She's
yeah.
so nice to me.
Yeah, I just think that's crazy. I mean, that's so sweet
so
that that's
great.
The third couple.
You get 10 years?
I got to have
I'm
a joint.
No, I don't get 10 years. I got 6 years.
So good for everybody.
Yeah, I know.
I got
a friend. 55.
Okay.
But yeah.
We'll see everyone on the 13th. Sorry, I have to run.
Nice.
Nice
yeah.
to see you.
Yeah, it was
thanks.
Great. Thanks. A lot of people had questions about the golf course.
Yeah.
We all weren't sure what was supposed to
thanks
happen.
Thanks for bringing
so,
that up.
Yeah.
Okay,
guys.
Guess
we could have asked Elisa
so,
for, like,
I'm
get a little more specific.
I think
yeah, one would be
hard
one to focus on.
You know, we're generating new good ideas.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot going on.
So as a teenager who built plenty of ramps on the golf course, that's probably really smart to do that.
Yeah.
But